You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Avalanche went to overtime last night in Chicago, but they eventually came out on top. They beat the Blackhawks 4-3. They will come back home for a game tomorrow night against the Winnipeg Jets.
Ooh, okay.
Tonight at Ball Arena, it's the Squeaky Shoes, Jeremy. The Nuggets taking on the Utah Jazz. That's a later start. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock tonight. Speaking of sports, for the last couple of years, the NFL team in our nation's capital has been going by the rather clever name of Washington Football Team.
I like it. Just stick with that. Simple.
Well, the thing is, that was one of the possibilities for the permanent name. They had, I don't know, like 10, 12 potential names they were floating out there. Now they have announced that they will do the big reveal in early February. But did they accidentally spoil their own big reveal?
This is hilarious.
Some very smarty pants people noticed that if you type in the URL WashingtonAdmirals.com, it whisked you directly to the football team's official website. So then you're like, aha.
Or is it trickery?
Maybe.
Could be trickery.
You know, once the word got out, a few hours later when you type that into the URL, it would direct to a nonprofit, to a charity. But that also probably is... I think they did get caught.
They probably did. I like the name. I mean, the other names were like Armada, Washington Presidents, Washington Brigade, Washington Commanders. I like Washington Admirals. That sounds strong.
Does?
I think so. I'm not a football guy, but I like the name.
Personally.
What would you have chosen?
As the son of a career Air Force man, I take exception with all of the, military branches being represented in Washington, D.C., that we give the football team name to, the squids. I don't know if I'm happy about
okay,
that.
All right, settle down.
Washington Admirals.
Oh, well. Anyway, they might have
Washington Fighter Pilots.
Ooh, I like that one.
The Washington Pilots.
Washington Space Force.
All right.
Why not?
The truth of the matter is, neither Jeremy nor I really care.
I don't care.
So have fun with that. And then you might remember last year. Was it last year? It was last year. I was going to say maybe a little more than a year ago. This guy named Spencer Eldon had filed a lawsuit out in California. He is a grown-ass man now, but when he was a little tyke, he was the little kid on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album. You know, the naked kid in the swimming pool?
Yep, little pee-pee ding-ding.
So he went out and pretty much sued everyone he could think of. The estate of Kurt Cobain, the surviving members of Nirvana. He even sued Cobain's widow, Courtney Love.
Just a money grab.
He sued the record label. He sued the art director. He sued the band's producer.
Jeez.
He did all that because he claimed he was too young at the time to consent to the use of his naked body. And he says that depicts him in a form of child pornography. Well, he was supposed to file all of his papers by December 30th, and he didn't do it. So now the case has been dropped. However,
I think even he knew.
Well, however,
what happened?
He has until the 13th now of this month to refile.
Ah, okay. Well, hopefully he gets on it if he wants that cash money.
The drama over a 30-something-year-old album continues.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, now it's time to get nosy. A few days have passed since Betty White has passed, and now everyone's wondering, how much cash money did she have? The website Celebrity Net Worth claims that Betty was worth about $75 million when she passed away last week.
Right.
Most of her money, of course, coming from the Golden Girls show. They say that show ended in 92, and she was reportedly making or pocketed about $87 million in reruns alone just from that show.
Dang.
So she must have spent a little of it if she's only worth 75, but she made about $87 million from
She gave a bunch to animal shelters and
she
stuff,
loved
so.
Animals. Big fan of animals and a big fan of hot dogs, apparently. There was this place called Pink's Pink's Dogs in Los Angeles, and she would always go there, and they said she liked her dogs plain. No topping. Just a hot dog in a bun. And so right now at Pink's, they're selling the Betty White naked hot dog, and all the proceeds for the next week are going to go to the Los Angeles Zoo, so you can go get yourself a Betty White dog.
Could I just point out one thing, though?
What's that?
Because if her estate is worth $75 million, that sounds like an incredible amount of money. That is 1/9 what you would get with the Powerball jackpot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Throw that in.
Check that out. Do you guys remember, right before break, we were talking about a woman, Stephanie whatever. She's the woman from 90 Day Fiancé who was making a fortune selling her farts in jars. She would toot into a jar and the weirdos online would sell them, and they were paying thousands of dollars for these little jars of farts. Sadly, she's had to retire from her little side hustle because of excessive gas.
Oh.
Turns out her steady diet of gas-inducing foods has caught up with her. She said she was just feeling miserable all the time. A ton of pressure in her stomach was moving upward. It was hard for her to breathe. Pinching sensations around her heart. And the doctor was like, quit eating all this fiber food so you're tooting all the time. You've got to stop. You're having intense gas pains. So anyway, she has ended her tooting business. I will say she did end up banking $200,000 off of her flatulence sales.
Tide it over for a little bit.
I think she'll be fine for just a little while.
You know, $200,000, Jeremy, is approximately...
Yeah, win the Powerball so you don't have to fart in jars, okay? It's a better way to make your money.
You know, it does always come down to diet. Gretchen got a type of cereal at Costco for me because it's like a keto cereal.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I can keep eating that cereal.
Oh, it's tearing you up, huh?
It's, a rumbly tummy,
Got some roughage in it. I'm like that.
And not even a gas situation. Like, I don't walk around doing that, but just my stomach is going,
oh my God. So you're digesting all that cardboard and sawdust in that cereal box, man.
It's pretty tasty, actually. It is very crunchy, though. It's almost like eating grape nuts in terms of how hard it is.
Huh.
But the taste is good. It tastes like Cinnamon Life Crunch.
Oh, I'm into that, but I don't want the side effects.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it's good for you, I guess, right?
Sure, yeah.
That's how they couch it.
Expensive as hell.
Yeah, I bet. It's all natural.
Cereal already is expensive. So when you start doing the special kinds, you know, like keto type,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's like more expensive than steak.
Because it's actually real ingredients. It's like real tree bark. And
right.
What else is going around here? If you're going through a midlife crisis, this story here says you might want to start tearing it up at the skate park. Hitting those half pipes. New research recommends skateboarding for Gen Xers in their 40s and 50s now who are struggling with things like depression and substance abuse, and they just want to boost their mood. They say skateboarding can bring on spiritual meaning by providing some self-expression, which this story is saying that it kind of takes a back seat sometimes for adults and parents.
Yeah.
But be careful. There's a lot of emergency room visits when it comes to that.
And you know, it used to be midlife crisis. It was a sports car and an affair.
Right.
And now it's skateboarding?
Now you can add skateboarding to the list, too.
I long for the good old days, man.
Can I see you out on this, out there with your little helmet on and your knee pads and everything? Like, well, this is rad, man.
Yeah. Keep watching for me.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can find that clickbait on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I will say I am a little skeptical of this video, but a family in Central Florida recently went through their grandparents' attic, and they found a bunch of presents up there from their grandmother and grandfather that had passed away. And they opened them up, and they also found really old cards with money in them, supposedly from their great-grandparents. That were at least 20 years old, these little envelopes full of cash.
So this is more of that Chevy Chase Christmas vacation up in the attic.
They stashed some stuff in the attic, and supposedly, it's from the grandparents, and they opened them. I don't know. It might have made for a good TikTok video, but hey, we bit. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.